Me, 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 me.
Oh no.
My name's Kristen, and you can find me on Twitter at Circuitous Life.
And my name's Casey. You can find me on the Twitters at ThatGirlCasey12.
And this is our podcast called Lady Bits.
Oh.
Been so long since we've
been.
Has been what?
So long.
I am.
Let's agree with you.
It's been so long since we did one of these. The whole app doesn't even look the same anymore.
Hi.
Welcome.
It's been a big week.
It's been a big month.
It's been a big month. Okay.
Jeez. It has. Yes. This has been. I haven't slept since a full night since I don't know when. I've been like.
We get 2 extra hours tonight.
Thank.
Whoop whoop.
You, Jesus. I need it. I've just been. It's been go, go, go.
It really has. I don't know. It started off the month with a wedding, you mm-hmm. know, just a little
minor life event.
Just threw it together real quick, said some I do's, moved an entire house. No, that's what it felt like anyway. Moved
yes, like five house. Times though.
Yeah. Yeah. DIY weddings are quite the beating.
I think it's far enough out now that we can talk about it and laugh, because there is no way I was going to tell you anything leading up to it, because, you know, like, I'm not going to add stress to you.
Okay.
And it's your day.
Okay.
This is nothing bad. This is nothing bad at all. I think I was more stressed out than you, to be honest. You were like, oh, yeah, it's going to go great. And I'm like, well,
you were like, I'm so stressed.
We got to rehearse.
I said, why are you so stressed?
No one's
going to
know where to go. Like,
you're right. I mean,
but what is the time? We gotta have the time.
Oh, and it was really, we just winged it.
And it you know what? It turned out great. I mean, everybody had a good time. It looked beautiful. It was, and I knew I was ready to get to that point. I knew it would be fun, and I knew everything would go fine. Like, even if some minor slip up, you know, whatever, I was like, it's not gonna be a big deal in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
But it was just like getting up to it. And then afterwards, cleaning up. So we cleaned up that Sunday. And like moved the whole house, you know, like a whole house
all
again.
All the chairs, all the tables, all everything. Yes.
And I got home, like, because we did that well into the afternoon. I ran home, showered and changed into like just comfy clothes. Went to my parents to watch the Cowboy game that night. Mm. And I fell asleep during the game.
Oh, no.
I was so exhausted and sore. Because, you know, I mean, like, I hate to admit this, but I just haven't, like, worked out as much as, like, normal.
And I had bruises, like, on my legs, my arms.
From just, like, bumping into a table or a chair. Yes. And I was like, I am sore in places I really didn't realize I could get sore. And my mom, I just remember, like, I'm trying to watch the game, and my mom, like, woke me up at one point. She was like, Casey, it's okay. You can go home and go to bed. And I was like, okay.
Well, I finally got to bed that night.
The night after?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, like,
Sunday.
After we cleaned up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was exhausted. We go to bed. And, and we had to catch a flight at, like, 6:30 a.m.
Yes.
And so we got up at 3, and I wanted to die. And that's the last time Brian will ever book a flight. I'm not quite sure. There was a hot minute. We didn't even think the tickets got booked. He couldn't find them. He could not find the tickets. And I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Like, this is bad. And I was like, well, what are the ticket prices? What are they right now? $750
apiece.
Last minute. I was like, oh, no. We're going to Cleveland. We're not going anywhere.
Paris, Texas.
Yeah. But they were there. The tickets were there. And we found them. Got on that plane at 6:30. It was a full plane, too. Full plane. Why? what?
You got the business flight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 a.m. on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Like, we've discussed this before because you and I have traveled a lot. Like, in theory, it's a great idea because, well, I mean, unless it's internet, depending on the time zones, right? Like, because you want to get the most out of your vacation as possible. So if you get there early, you have a whole full day to do stuff.
Yep.
But I am so not a morning person that by the time it rolls around for me to get up and get to the airport, I'm like, why the hell did I do this to myself? Yeah. I hate getting up early. And getting to the airport early just makes me angry because I'm not ready to talk to people and I have to talk to people.
Not to mention, I was like, okay, so we're going to... We have to Uber to the airport, but I'm like, are we going to be able to get an Uber at like 4:45 a.m.? Like, oh.
I thought about that too, and I was like, so I could offer to like drive y'all, and I was like, oh, God,
no. No.
I would have.
No.
But.
I would not ask
I'm that. Glad that y'all found a ride.
God. It was bad. Well, so also, so okay, so we got married on the 7th. It was a big game day. That's what happens in the fall, you know. You're gonna run into some football, and then we also ran into some baseball and stuff like that. But apparently, I mean, it was a good day for sports that day. I think
not for me.
Oh, the Aggies. Oh, yeah.
That's, we don't talk about it. It's okay. Oh.
But the Rangers. The Rangers, I feel like, turned everything around that day.
Y'all want to take credit for
that? Yes, it was a great. It was a magical day. It was just in the air, and then they won and did really well, and all of a sudden.
Football can't hurt
me. Boom, boom, boom.
Because the Texas Rangers won the World Series. I mean, I still cannot believe that it's true. I saw it happen with my own eyeballs. I have the merch, World Series merch.
I need to get some.
I have the papers that were printed, like the Dallas Morning News. Oh, nice.
Did you get all three?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I went to the parade.
Did you get framed yet?
No.
Oh.
Listen, I've only had... It just happened, okay? Give me some time. I went to the parade and celebrated them. Saw them. I've seen them lift the trophy. All of that has happened. And I'm still like, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
That was, to me... So, you know, like, I'm a big sports fan. And I... But, like, I've seen all of the other major sports at DFW win championships. Yeah. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Cowboys doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rangers specifically... So, the Rangers and the Cowboys, because, I mean, I was young when they did it, though. But I have a lot of memories for the Rangers specifically because my Nana and Grandy were such huge fans of it. And... You know, like my parents, that when we were younger, you know, my parents and then my aunt and uncle, they would all go on like date nights or whatever. And they would leave us with my grandparents. And I distinctly remember being with them, watching Ranger games and falling asleep to the broadcast on the couch. Like I can hear the guys in my head. I just remember going to games with them. And my mom thought it was a cute party trick for me as a little kid because I could recite the entire lineup in, like, the batting order. And, like, people just thought that was really cute. So, like, they have been a part of our lives so much. Like, we have tons of memories there, have met players. So this was, like, really important to us. And even my mom was getting, like, really emotional because, you know, my Nana passed away and, like, she wished she was there to see it. So, like, I'd watched most of the postseason games with her because, you know, she wanted people there to share it with.
Yeah.
So, you also know me. Our, you know, anybody who's listening maybe casually knows me. And I'm not a big crier. And I don't say that to brag, but I don't. Okay? Like, it's just...
I make up for it.
Yeah. My mom thinks I'm, like, emotionally stunted sometimes because I don't cry about things. But when the final out happened and we won, she's jumping up and down screaming, like, oh, my gosh, we did it. My cousin FaceTimes her. he's screaming. Everybody in his house is screaming. And, like, he's like, Casey, we did it. Casey, we did it. And my mom comes over to bring the phone in front of me, and I'm bawling.
Oh.
I'm just bawling. I'm standing there staring at the TV, and I've just got tears and tears. And I was like, I can't stop crying. And my mom's hugging me, and my cousin's like, what the hell is happening right now? And I was just like, I'm so emotional. I don't know. So, and then I kept crying throughout the night, like watching highlights, like my mom talking about my Nana, like just, you know, it's just years and years of like wishing you could see this happen, because some people don't get to see it. Like my Nana, anybody who's passed away before us didn't get to see it happen. So it was awesome. But yeah, I still can't. I still can't believe it happened.
Because we got put in on a wild card.
Well, that's the thing is,
like, we didn't even, like, earn the spot, right?
But we did. So, we had done well throughout the season. For a long time, we were in first place.
Well, I know. And I've been to more baseball games this season than any other season in my entire life. So, I like to think they were
taking credit again.
They were winning for me, okay?
Okay. Ma'am, you didn't even know that they did the fireworks indoors.
I didn't, but they proved it to me over and over and mm-hmm. over. I mean,
maybe it was Kitty. Kitty went to her first game.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But yeah, we did very well. We were in first place, but then, you know, we had so many injuries and guys just stepping up to take over, but we went on a really long losing streak and ended up letting the other teams catch us. Like the Astros passed us and, you know, got the division in the regular season, but I mean, that doesn't matter now because we got the World Series. But
it's funny because Brian was talking about with Sean about the wedding because he was the officiant.
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, oh man, well, surely the Rangers aren't going to have a, you know, you think the Rangers will have a playoff game? And Sean was like, my God, no, like, that's not, not going to happen.
She's calling you out, Sean.
and then he was wrong.
Yeah.
So
I distinctly remember talking to Brian's cousin, who is also an Aggie. We were talking at the wedding, and we were talking about our football game and how disappointed we were. And I even said, well, at least the Rangers won tonight.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I was thinking how weird it is that we were still playing baseball. Yeah. But also, he was an Astros fan. So oh, yeah, I was kind of like,
uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. Good times. And the wedding was awesome. It was fun. It was fun to be with all these people we haven't seen in a while, too.
Yeah. Yeah. People came from out of town. It was fun.
Yeah. And I'm telling everybody that your wedding got busted by the cops.
I know. I mean, it wasn't even that rowdy. Like, how sad is that? I can understand if we were like
skinny dipping in the lake.
Yeah, like, what in the world? Okay, we're talking too loud? Sir, this is why we rented 12 campsites over here. Mind your business.
I kind of get it, though, because with my parents living out at the farm, sound carries in the country with, like, nothing else to absorb it. Or
I bet people across the lake could hear us.
Oh, they could hear every word, probably.
Which I don't even know what we were talking about. I'm sure it was all inappropriate. That's
probably 100%.
Why. 100%. That's probably 100%. Why they were like,
100%. Our group?
We have children over here camping. And
you're talking about Prince Albert's.
Oh, we are a world. Well, you know, they're going to learn sometime.
Also, in hindsight, I'm a dummy because I should have brought more whiskey. We ran out at one point, and luckily, Nick came in and saved the day. He had a bottle in his car. And I was like, I was going to bring an extra bottle, but I had, like, all this other stuff I just forgot.
Well, I was talking about how I want to do get-togethers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the weather is nice. And, yes, I also know that my schedule is busy. I mean, I don't... is busy between now and New Year's. But
oh, look at me.
I want to hang
look
out
at
with
me. I'm no, a socialite. But
it's all stuff I don't want to do. I want to hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go to do things with my friends. So, like,
and I wanted to do this last year, and I almost did it. You know, in Dallas, they've got like these, some of the hotels will have Christmas bubbles on the rooftops.
The Adolphus does, and I wanted to do it so bad, but
I looked it up. I had even I was like, yes, I'm going to reserve it. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, for four people, your bill has to come to $600 and some odd. And I was like, ow, I can't do that on a whim, and I need I need three and other dependable people, because if...
You can't be stuck with the check,
for sure. I can't be stuck with a $600 bill. Exactly. So I just bailed on the whole thing. So anyway, if we have any listeners out there that it's like, hey, I really want to do that too. Like, I've been wanting to do that. Yes. Send me a message. I want to do this, and I need it to be cheaper, and it will only be cheaper if I have more reliable people. So
that's the key word here.
Reliable. Yeah.
Because we have a lot of friends, and I'm not going to single anybody out, but it's hard to get people to stay committed to things. And I understand life happens, kids happen, but like, when it happens all the time, you can't bail on something that costs money for people. That's what I'm gonna say. But yes, I've been wanting to do that too, because they look so cute, but you have to, you know, like you said, you kind of have to reserve them early and have a reliable group. But
so I want to do that. I've been wanting to go to the horse races for forever.
I've never been to a horse
race. What?
Ever.
Oh yeah, we gotta go. See, okay, one of
do our... I get to wear a hat?
If you want, you might get looked at funny. But I'm
is sure. That only at the Kentucky Derby?
I mean,
if I come in with a big Easter hat,
I mean, I don't think
fucking Scarlett O'Hara.
Wait, what is it even called out here? What is it?
Lone Star something?
Is it
something?
Anyway, it's not that fancy. I mean, Willie Nelson played there. That's about as fancy as you get. So,
braids, jeans, and rebel flags. Okay.
Well, I mean,
doesn't sound great.
I would not do that. But yeah. That's where I saw a pregnant girl drinking beer one time.
You got a baby.
I was like, hey, I don't think you're supposed to be doing that.
Oh wow.
She politely told me to mind my own business.
Oh, I'm sure it was real polite. She sounds very classy.
I was like, oh shit. So anyway, it's a fun time, and it's been a long time since I've been, and I've never been and gambled real money. It'd be like, here's my $5.
I was just here's $5 on the devil's baby. I don't know. Cause they always have weird names.
They got some weird names. Well, I went one time, and I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at the numbers. They got a whole sheet with statistics and stuff. Means nothing to me. But I'm looking through, and it even has every detail, even the color that they're wearing, which is good actually, because if you can't see, can't see that far, you can't see the number. Maybe it's blurry to you,
right?
But you can see that color anyway. And I just went through, and I put my $5 on the pink one, on the pink horse, and then it won. And they were like, "How did you do?" Because they knew I'd been looking at the sheets, okay. But I had just given up because I thought I was gonna figure it out.
Right.
I was like, "Oh, this is all gonna make sense to me if I study it long enough." And then I was just like, fuck it, I'm going with pink. And so they were like, well, how did you pick pink? I was like, oh, no, it was, I just thought it was a cool color. So I think I won $30 or something. So it was fun.
It's like cheering for a team because you like the uniforms better.
That's
awesome. I love it. I wouldn't know either. I would just have to flip a coin.
I mean, they have everything from the jockey's weight.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Their height, I mean, just...
What the horse ate that morning? I don't know.
I don't know about that. I think... But they do have, if it's ever taken... Or something some kind of sprays or something they can give them up their nose. I don't know. It sounds like horse cocaine, if you ask me. I don't know. But they squirt that shit up their nose, and then they can run faster. But I think it also... it can... they can OD on it. So, gosh. I don't know. I don't know. They put something like that on there.
Interesting.
Or they used to. But, anyway, I want to go do that. There's that, and one of my Twitter followers, I'm sure you follow him too, whose Twitter handle all of a sudden escapes me.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll figure it out. But he works there. He does the I mean, I don't know that he could, like, get us in or anything like that, because he does, like, maintenance or whatever on that field.
Yeah.
So, but still, I think that'd be a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm DTP. I'm all up for trying new things, you know, within reason.
What else do I want to do? I really, really want to go to Mardi Gras. And I'm like, okay, I could plan this now, because now seems far enough out. We could get a VRBO. I could buy some beads. I'm going to be up there. I want the people parading underneath me. You know, I want to be the one throwing the beads. I want to be like, show me your titties. And I'm going to throw the beads at them, okay? Not the other way around, okay? But that stuff's expensive. Mm-hmm. So, again, I need, like, 12 committed people who are willing to sleep on cots so that we can all afford to stay
RVO. That is... So, I've never been to Mardi Gras, but I've been to St. Paddy's Day in NOLA, which is, like...
Another holiday.
Smaller version of Mardi... Like, much smaller scale, but they basically still do the same thing. There's still a parade through the street. People still throw beads. There's still, like, raunchy and debauchery happening.
See,
like,
but that's what's great about it. See, if we get a place where we can watch the debauchery, mm-hmm. but see, we didn't have to even step foot onto the street.
Yeah, that would be the way to do it, is to be high up, because especially in these post-COVID times, I don't know if you've been in a very large, packed-in crowd or group recently, but it gives me a little bit of anxiety more than it did before.
Yeah. When I hear someone hack, I'm like, oh, Jesus, stop. You should have been at home.
For example, the World Series parade yesterday. Yeah. I was there.
How long did it take you to get home?
It did not take us long to get home because, again, this is our first time to ever go to a championship parade. We did not know what to expect. Yeah. The whole city didn't even know what to expect because they thought they grossly underestimated the amount of people that were going to be there. So in my brain, us getting there 2 hours before parade, which was the best we could do, because that meant we had to leave. It takes us an hour to get there.
Yeah.
So we had to leave by 9 to get there by 10.
People were camping out the night before.
I didn't know that. But again, we didn't know how many people were going to be there. And I'd also seen talk of people on Twitter like, oh, we're going to get there at 8. And I was like, listen, that's great. I don't live close. I am also going with someone, my mom, who is not going to be able to stand and sit out there for that long. I mean, she would get so pissed at me for saying this, but she won't admit to anybody that her back isn't the same anymore, okay? Even, like, at the end of the parade, I could tell. She didn't want to tell me, but I could see it, and I was like, we need to go. So, we got there, and in my brain, I was like, oh, they won't close the parade route yet until, you know, like a little bit before they start. So, like, cars will still be able to get through. No, they could not. Mm-mm. So, that was mistake one for us. However, it did help because we had to park, like, a little bit further out than a lot of people did that were closer to the parade.
Easier to get out.
It was easier to get out. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit more of a walk, but we weren't hemmed in.
Yeah.
Easily got around, like, a lot of the traffic. So, I mean, we weren't in hardly any traffic to get out of there. Nice. Because we went the back way and, like, you know, made our way out. And then we stopped and, like, grabbed a bite to eat. But being in that crowd, it wasn't the part of us standing there watching the parade. It was afterwards going to the stage.
Oh.
At one point, I was like, I almost had like a little panic attack because I'm standing there, you know, trying to get closer to the stage, and there is a sea of people around me. We're so packed, I can't even move. Yeah. And I was like, I need to get out of here. I'm starting to feel like the walls are closing in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I even like looked at my mom at one point and I was like, do you necessarily want to be here? She goes, no. Because we had already also been like pushed around by these drunk people. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm talking, they were pushing us and, like, yelling in people's ears, like, we just want more beer, everybody move. And it was like, I'm about to go to jail because I'm about to punch somebody.
It's too early for this.
And I was like, am I old? Am I old? But, like, we ended up, we still watched the whole thing on the stage happen, but we were so much further away, and it was way more enjoyable. And that's where I found Lisa. And so we just watched from, like, the back of the lot, and it was, like, way better.
I got done with work pretty early, and we were all joking. We were like, well, if we leave now, we can make it to the parade. And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to attempt it. I said, I'm going to be looking at backs. My head's going to be bobbling between backs, boobs, and armpits.
Yes.
Like, it's not going to be fun for me.
Even me, who has, you know, a height advantage on you, I had a hard time seeing the parade.
That's how I feel about all the concerts, crowded malls.
Yeah. Well, then we had people, I know we're getting like a little off topic, but then there were, I just have a problem with the human race lately, I guess. Like, people are just pissing me off because I'm like, we're all, well, some of us, not everybody was there for the Rangers, but you know, like, we're all trying to see. We're all trying to be,
they
like.
They weren't all there for the Rangers? Hold up.
No.
What were they there for?
There was a lot of people there just for the clout to say they were there. There were girls next to me that showed up late and were, like, trying to push their way to the front just to get pictures and, like, make TikToks. I know this because I witnessed it. And then, like, a few trucks had already gone by, and they were like, have any of the, like, players come out yet? And I was like, yeah, actually a few of them have already gone by. And they're like, they have? I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, who's that? That's not a current player. And I was like, that's John Gray. Like, he's one of our pitchers. He's definitely current. And they were like, oh. And then, like, not 2 minutes later, they left. They took their pictures. They, you know, like, made their little TikToks and left. And I was like, but they were pushing their way to get to the front. Of people who actually wanted to be there. Yeah. Then you have these guys who are like 6'4 and up trying to push their way, push people out of the way to get to the front. And I'm like, you can see over everybody. What are you doing?
See, that just,
it's stuff like that. And then, like, I mean, I still enjoyed it because it's a, you know, experience I've never had and, like, wanted to see it. But then you have in this modern digital age, so I wasn't that far back from the front, but then, like, people go by and they were in short trucks, not like a bus or anything like I've seen before. They were in Tundras, so if you weren't in front, it was very hard to see, especially after everybody in front of you lifts their arms up to take pictures and videos. And then, like, it's like, oh,
I see.
A lot of my pictures that I took have other people's phones in front of me. So
Let me just get a picture of your picture.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
You know, I'm only contemplating, you know how, like, at carnivals and stuff, they got those guys who walk around with, like, the 8-foot-high stilts?
Stilts.
I'm going to teach myself how to use those.
Kristen, and then I've never even seen you wear a high heel.
This is true.
Because I've got some in my closet if you want to try.
I get so high, I get wobbly.
Just work your way up.
Yeah. I mean, I can wear heels. They just hurt after a while. It's a very temporary thing. But if it's those stilts, surely I'm flat-footed.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about the falling.
Oh.
That's a long way to fall.
That would hurt with your brittle old bones.
I gotta do some circus training.
But, so, to circle back, you were talking about going to Mardi Gras.
Squirrel!
So, yes, being up on the balcony, if you can score that, would be ideal. Because being down there, especially, you've been to NOLA, right?
Yeah.
And you know how humid it gets. You're like,
you know,
humid with all those bodies.
I've only been down there in the winter.
Oh,
now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I've never really been
I've only ever been in the spring and summer, and let me tell you, my hair got ginormous. Because it was so, so humid.
Don't care.
But it was fun. I mean, the food, oh my God, the food in NOLA is so good.
See, interesting.
But yeah, it's a fun experience. So Mardi Gras would be a cool thing to check off.
It would be. And it's like, that's a weekend thing, you know? I mean, hell, if we could only do it one night, we can only do it one night. I mean, that's a long drive for one night, but whatever.
Yeah.
We're young. We can do it.
We're so young. We're so young and full of life.
Oh, God.
What else? Did you have anything else on your to-do list?
Oh, of things I want to do? There's a lot of things I want to do, but let's see. What else? Patio eating. Like, right now is a very small window before it starts getting, like, frigid.
Well, you know? I think it's actually, I think the weather is going back up this week, too.
Second summer's
Monday, the high is 80. Ugh. Wednesday, 85.
That's okay. That's still, you can still eat outside.
It's still manageable, but this last week has been so freaking nice. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. I like the clothes better. Yeah. I like layering. I like wearing jackets and cute sweaters and boots. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy. So, like, going to work this week, I wasn't sweating my ass off before I got into the office, you know? My hair stays how I left the house, with my makeup does. And I was like, yeah, this is great.
I like it.
Everybody's happier.
That's why I'm like, I want to be outside. I want to eat every meal outside. On a patio.
Yes. Also,
but I need other people to be planning it. Like, I've got too many things that I am planning.
Yeah.
Like, I want someone else to be like, hey, we're eating on a patio.
Mm-hmm.
Come. And then I can just be like, I'm there. Or maybe I can't. But whatever. I want to try. And I don't want to have to be the one.
I hear you. I'm down. You know, just Saturdays. It's still fall. Okay. There's still football. But, yeah, for the most part. I'm only watching one game on Saturday, so I can do stuff around it. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay.
Okay.
You have funny?
Yes, I have a few things.
I don't know if I'm drunk enough for this.
A few things before I read the funny thing, because I just made some notes the last time, so I can get through these and delete them and make notes for the next time.
Okay.
Okay. I don't remember if I asked you this last time. Because I still have it on here, but can you wink?
Yeah.
Can you wink with both eyes?
Without moving your face. My cheek has to be very involved for the left side to wink. We'll see. Like I was having a seizure.
Yes, it did. You even knew it. You knew it as soon as, like, it's, like I'm straining really hard.
I can close it without my cheek.
See?
Look! I'm doing it! I'm doing it!
You're concentrating so hard.
But I'm doing it. So, yes. Check it off. I get the yes for that one.
Can you skip? Do you remember how to skip?
I can skip.
Okay, because have you seen those videos?
Are you
going
to make me do it? We have that old man couldn't remember how to do it?
I was in tears.
Ooh, I'm like, I don't want to get old.
Now, he is way farther removed from skipping than we are.
Yeah.
But I've been wanting to ask my parents this. In fact, I'm going to do this at Christmas.
I'm going to do it.
You're in socks, so please don't fall. I like how immediately you get an attitude. Like,
you can't skip in a bad mood.
True. You can't be sad and skip. Yeah. But you're doing this.
Elbows up. Let's do it. Now, do it. Do it looking angry.
Something I need to remember to make my family do at Christmas, because I think that would be a hoot.
Make them do it one at a time, like without the other one seeing.
No, that's a good idea.
Because if they see them, oh yeah, now I remember how to.
I know, but I want everybody to see my dad attempt to skip. Yes. Because,
well, you got to video it.
Man is,
yeah,
not a skipper. I can't even picture him skipping as a little kid, to be honest. Okay. So the next one I have, it just says, read funny Taco Bell orders that I took a screenshot of. Yes.
Okay.
This is like from, I think this is like old Tumblr posts, but I was reading these one night and they got me. So Here goes. This person said, one time I went through the Taco Bell drive-thru, and when I tried to order a Baja Blast, I said, Mountain Booba. And then I just left. I couldn't recover. Yes, I'd like one Mountain Booba. One thing, or like, yeah. There's two different words you that can go word. There, and you put them you together. You did a
word mashup.
Yes, a mountain booba. And then the other one said, "A friend of mine once went to order." Sorry, I didn't even get through this. A friend of mine once went to order a beefy bean and cheese burrito, but ordered a beto beto instead. Bell, woman ahead of me is trying to order a Chocobo Supreme and will not work with the cashier to figure out what she means.
Chobaco?
Chocobo.
Chocobo. She wanted a chocolate, one of them chocolate tacos.
Choco taco.
Yeah.
But a Supreme? So with sour cream.
Tomatoes. Some lettuce.
I'm glad you thought those were as funny as I did, and they're still as funny to me as they were. I'm telling you, you ever have time where I'm trying to go to bed, but I'm like, I'll watch TikTok, or I'll read through, like, scroll through Twitter or something, yeah. And in the bed, just shake laughing, like, tears, and I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's bad when Brian's asleep, and I'm like... And the bed's just shaking because I'm laughing so hard.
The
and
church
I'm,
laughing.
And I'm trying not to laugh out loud, but shaking of the bed wakes up. He's like, you okay over there? And I'm like, look at this giraffe slamming into that other giraffe. You know, and I'm just like laughing at the stupidest thing.
Only other note I have on here is Cali trip fun? Question mark.
Oh.
Like... Talking about have our we trip
not
even, to California.
Have we not talked?
I don't.
On, since
we I don't went? Remember when we posted our last pod, as the kids say.
I had a lot of fun. I mean, I talk to my patients all the time. Like, what'd you do this summer? And they're like, you know, tell me about their lavish trips in Europe. And I'm like, I went to LA. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was fun. I mean,
I don't remember. It's been so long. Oh, well, our experience getting there was not ideal. Like, delaying of flights. Well, our flights were delayed every single time.
Yes.
And then the rental car place. That was a fucking nightmare.
I mean, how can you have, like, a two-hour long line to rent a car at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
How? How? The bar's closed and everybody was like, I feel like renting a car. Like, what is like going
everybody's
on?
Flight was delayed and all got in at the same time, but then that you have people standing around that work there not helping people. And I'm like, This would be a whole lot easier if all of y'all would work.
You know, y'all could all go home early. If you got all these cars rented out real quickly.
Oh.
Yeah, the car.
Oh. I'm having flashbacks. Of the electric car debacle.
It turns out when you rent a rental car at 2 a.m., you don't get a lot of choices, okay? Oh. And so then they're like, hey, all we have is an electric. Or this other electric. And then, so you're like, all right, I guess we're taking the electric. But they, since it's 2 a.m. and they're tired and there's a two-hour line, they give you zero instruction.
Oh. When she told me that I was going to be driving this electric car, I know I had this look of panic on my face, and I was like, ma'am, no. I was like, can I request something else? Like, I realize, you know, it's late.
Yeah.
But I was like, I've never driven an electric car before. Like, I don't, I don't know the first thing about what to do. I was like, is it different?
I don't think
it's, like a diesel where you have to like wait to start. You know, I was like, I don't know.
Well, the fact that they gave us zero instruction really had me believing that when they saw we were renting it for 3 whole days, that it was going to last the whole 3 days. So I thought, oh, well, we don't need to know how to charge it because we won't need to charge
it. But they didn't even give us a car with a full charge. Well, that's the other thing is she said, what was it again?
It was a Volt or a Bolt.
Bolt.
One of them.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever the fuck. When she said, you've got the Bolt or whatever, it's in this lot. She's like, you're going to, this lot, you're going to go out this door, you're going to cross the street right here, and it's over here. I'm like, okay. Whatever, like general directions, but I'm sure the lot will be labeled. It was not. Mm-hmm. And there were more than one Bolt.
Yeah, it's like, which one do we take?
Parked there. So it was like, am I about to steal a car if I choose the wrong one?
We were checking the receipt thoroughly, looking for the numbers. Is there like a VIN number? Is there some kind of something that says which car we're supposed to take?
And unfortunately for us,
you just take whatever.
I took the wrong one because ours was broken.
That's true.
Unbeknownst to us.
The other one might have been broken too.
True. But when we went to go charge it, it didn't work.
After Dear Chair helped us, gave us a quick little rundown on how to do it. It's honestly not complicated.
No, it's not. But like, you don't get to watch a tutorial or a crash course. Had he not been there, we would have had to be looking up YouTube videos or like calling someone. Because before he was there, I didn't even know anybody with an electric car.
And honestly, it probably wouldn't even have been that big a deal had we not had the added pressure of there is a line. Like there's people, like there's like 8 people waiting.
That was
outside
like,
this Trader Joe's to charge
like
our cars.
The fucking Hunger Games of it chargers.
Was, people were snippety. Ooh. And so we watched the other people doing it. So it's like we had live
this
action
is easy.
Tutorials.
We're smart.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's what you
just
do.
Plug and play.
You plug it in, you push some buttons.
Yeah.
Then you wait in your car, or you go in Trader Joe's. But no.
No.
No, we tried that.
No. That sweet old man. That sweet old man that you're like, sir, can you help us?
Like, this line is going to move a lot faster if somebody just shows us what to do here. But then he's like, yours is broken.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
That was fun. We ended up having to drive somewhere. We were looking literally everywhere. We were Googling charging stations for this specific slow charge
that supposedly, hopefully, would actually charge this broken charger.
Oh, my God. And so, and then we had to catch an Uber to Dear Chair's house so that we could ride with him to the Angels game.
And there is something so infuriating about, I'm going to rent a car, but I can't use it for a few hours because it's charging. I mean, I guess if we'd have done that overnight every night, it would have been fine. But
had
we didn't.
Known.
And there was no charger.
Yeah.
There's not chargers everywhere.
Yeah.
The fact that we had to even get an Uber when we, in fact, already had a rental car.
Oh, that pissed me
is
off
infuriating.
More than anything.
I mean, that luckily, Dear Chair drove us the rest of the way, or that Uber drive would have been the same cost as the car rental.
Oh, that made me mad more than anything is, like, I paid cash monies for this car so that I could drive myself around town, and now I'm having to pay someone else to drive me around town. But other than that.
Now we know. We're experts now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can not only.
Did y'all know there are 2 different cable types?
We know how to do a supercharge. We know how to do a slow charge. And we know how to do a trickle charge because we put that. We put it on the trickle charge, okay? So we're at an apartment complex. Well, with no chargers, but we're like, well, we have this trickle charge adapter that you can just plug into any wall socket. So, but how do you get your car to a wall socket at the apartment complex? So anyway, so we went to the laundromat.
In LA.
In LA. So we got parked close to the laundromat, pulled the cord around this wall, plugged it in, put it on the slow trickle, and we're like, oh, it's working. So this can work. Like, we just need to find this kind of adapter. And I'm like, well, what if we just leave this overnight? And then we look at the screen, and it says, it'll tell you the time till charged. And it said 6:30. I'm like, 6:30? That's not bad. And she was like,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
It'll
be ready 6:30 in 3 days.
Tuesday. So, I was like, wow, I could, hamsters could probably generate more electricity in that amount of time. Anyway.
But yeah,
we're experts now.
Yes. But, like, outside of that, it was a good trip. We got to see Deer Chair. We went to the Hollywood sign. We did a little hikey hike.
Well, you didn't know you were meeting him there.
No, you did. Yes, I did not know. That was funny. That was really funny.
Well, the sad part is, so we were like, yeah, let's do a hike. I was like, meet us for the hike. And he was like, all right. So y'all couldn't decide which trail we were doing. So I'm in the back seat, and you and your sister are talking about trails, and I'm just texting the trails, and he's like, well, that one or that one? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I have no idea where any of these trails are. I thought maybe they met. I don't know. I don't know anything about these trails.
Well, my sister lives there. I expected her to remember because we have done that trail before. And I'm like, Kara, it's the one that we all went to before and we hiked and, we went to the sign and it was, your birthday. Like, we did this. And she was like, oh, yeah. And then could not figure out how to get there. I'm like, you live here. How do you not know this? Yeah.
So in the midst of me literally texting him the last one y'all mentioned, because I'm like, okay, that must be where my phone loses service, because LA.
Oh,
and then yes. I was like, well, I couldn't even text him to be like, we're going. So, like, I don't know how far behind he even was. I mean, he could have sat there for 2 hours. But so I was finally, I spouted off a text. Spouted off? Whatever.
You're doing great, sweetie.
I threw it out there, and I just said, we're on the trail. Catch us when you can. I was like, I don't know. And then my phone didn't work. So I was like, I have no idea if he's even going to attempt. Like, he may just be like, I'm going home.
Yeah. Because that's a commitment to do if you're not going to see somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that's your whole point is, like, visiting with your friends, and you hike up.
I mean,
all that
that's
way.
Why I was hiking so slow.
That's why you took that many breaks. So he could catch up.
It was because I was giving him time. I was like, oh, he should be catching up. Oh, my legs are sore. I'm going to stop.
Also, you're very lucky that we have met and hung out before, because I would never meet someone in the state that I was in for the first time. We were gross.
Well, and I didn't
covered in dirt and sweat.
I don't think I anticipated getting that gross. Like, it just got super hot that day.
Well, and it's a dusty, dirty hike.
So we got all the way to the sign, and then my phone was working again. And I got a text that was like, I think I'm not that far from you. Oh, because I think I just shared my location with him so he could see our last known whereabouts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah. And then he got us.
Well, that's the funny part is, like, we were taking pictures in front of the sun, like, doing all the touristy stuff, and then he walks up, and he's like, hey, can you take a picture of me?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sure. I'm not registering. I'm not even looking at this person's face.
Well, we had already talked about the night before how people are rude, and they'll just get up in front of you while you're taking a picture.
Yes.
You're like, I was taking a picture. I don't want a stranger in it.
And then he's so funny.
Can you take my picture?
Yes. But the way he did it, he was like, hey, can you take my picture? And I was like, okay, sure. Like, I was mid-conversation with my sister.
Yeah.
We were in the middle of a sentence, and I was like, okay. So I'm like, already, like, rude. So I'm taking pictures. Again, I'm not looking at his face. I'm making sure he's in the shot. I'm getting, like, making sure he and the sign up, because I'm a photographer, okay? People ask me to take pictures, I'm going to deliver.
Just like an Ansel Adams. Just getting the best one.
Like, I need to get to, getting all the angles. And then he was like, well, don't you want to get the next one with me? And it was one of those things, like, I did, like, one of these, like, and looked at my, like, excuse
what?
Me? And then I saw his face, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, you were about to get pushed off this mountain.
Well, he doesn't put his face on the internet much, so, you know, we see it once every three years.
I'll follow him on Instagram. He does there. I won't tell everybody his name or his handle because he wants to remain anonymous, but yeah, so that was fun. And then, yeah, we went to the Angels game that night. That was fun. You know, just, you know, seeing a new ballpark. We got to see the observatory at night. I had never done that before. I'd been there, but I'd never been there at night. So that was cool. Yeah. And then
we swam and
that place that we went to for dinner was really cool.
Oh yeah,
very Instagrammable.
Yeah.
Queen Violet.
Yeah.
In Soho.
I thought it was pretty good too.
Yeah, it was. So yeah, that was our Cali trip.
Yeah, I've gotten into this, well, I wouldn't call it a habit just yet, but so I'm slowly becoming a foodie.
Like, oh.
To me, food is just a necessity to get through a day. Like, I don't care. My life doesn't revolve around it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, it's fun to eat at nice restaurants. But we watched that Hulu, The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's a chef. And then in the second season, sorry.
I haven't seen the second season.
Well, these aren't really spoilers. But he's trying to make... He wants a Michelin star, mm-hmm. which is something that chefs, top chefs get. And I thought, well, I wonder if we have any Michelin starred chefs and restaurants around here. So I look it up. Apparently, Texas don't do that because we're stupid and we don't know culture. So whatever. But there are a few chefs who have Michelin stars that transferred here. Like they got them in other states and then moved here.
Yeah.
There's slim pickings. I mean, there's like three or four. Mm-hmm. There's not very many. So anyway, we went and had dinner at that, and it was good, but it was called The Knife, and it's in Dallas. But anyway,
called The Knife or just Knife?
Maybe just Knife.
I think it's just Knife, but I have been there.
Well, it was good, but it was not Michelin star good.
Well, they're not Michelin star anymore. They might have gotten it one time.
Well, but, exactly. You know, yeah. I mean, for like a specific dish or something too. You know, not even like what I ordered.
Yeah. But even then, like, I used to work with a foodie. I mean, this is their hobby. Like, that is what they save up money to do. Where I like to buy good tickets to sporting events. That's what I find valuable. Or, like, you know, destinations, right? Yeah. Like, experiences. I'm never going to be a purse girly, okay? I'm never going to have, like, a shit ton of expensive makeup or a collection of perfumes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a designer wardrobe unless I had, you know, fuck it money and married rich or something. You know, like that's, but those things aren't important to me. I'd rather spend money on the experience and sporting events because that's what I find. So, like, these people who are foodies, that's their thing. And I'm talking, like, the amount of money this man spent, and it's hard for me to wrap my head around because it's not something that's important to me. But, like, He would go and plan trips around the restaurants that they were going to. And these restaurants, I mean, because, like, he's been to Paris. So he's been to Michelin star restaurants in Paris. And I'm like, that's cool. And he would show me pictures. And I'm just like...
Like, with the chef and all that?
You paid how much money for this tiny-ass portion of food? Like, okay... I understand this is your hobby, but how are you full? Like, you know, like...
Are you getting a hamburger after this?
Yeah, that's what... You're spending more money to eat after? And, like, he would talk about, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a little adventurous, but I'm not that adventurous. Like, that stuff that he would eat. And I was like, I don't ever need to eat squid ink pasta. That's just not something I've ever...
It's probably really good.
It might be. But the look alone would have me second guessing my life choices. I was like, that does not look appealing at all. But like, and he's talking about so much money on tasting menus. And I'm like,
no,
I'm so happy that you're happy that brought you. And he like, yeah, he would take pictures with the chefs. And like, he had this one specific chef that he just loved and like, that was his bucket list person to go to their restaurant and, like, meet. And I was just like, I'm very happy for you.
Did the chef kill everybody at the end?
I saw that movie.
That's all I can think of now.
No. But along the same lines, I'm like you. Like, I like to try new restaurants. I like to try new things. Yeah. I like the experiences, the ambiance and stuff. But also, like, I'm a little bit critical. And so, like, my dad will eat anything. And he'll be like, oh, this restaurant was great. And I'm like, what? Did we eat at the same place?
That's the Golden Corral? Okay.
My dad.
It's fine.
He will pick the most random places. It's like his birthday. Like, where do you want to go eat for your birthday? Well, you know, I've been passing by this diner, you know, on my way to work a few times, and I thought we'd try that. And I'm like, the man does not look at reviews. He doesn't look at anything. And I'm just like, okay. And it usually turns out exactly how you think it's going to turn out. He thinks, he was like, yeah, it was pretty good. And we're all like, that was disgusting, you know? But, like, on our way back from the parade, we were so hungry because we had not eaten all day. Kristen, it was already,
they weren't
like,
serving hot dogs out there.
You could, well, people tailgated, so some people, there were barbecues and stuff out there. We didn't have that.
They should have had a hot dog vendor, though, walking
through. Well, and then they had Texas Live, but you could, where we were, like, we had to stay in place for a while, and then I heard, I don't know if this is true, but I heard they ran out of beer.
Yeah, I heard that
draft
too.
Beer, at least. But no, there was no, like, food being sold, at least I didn't see any. But, so we wanted to wait until we got out of Arlington, too, just to make sure we were away from the traffic. But I was looking at places along our route to eat, and I saw that Hat Creek burger place whatever. And I was like, I've never had that. And my mom was like, oh, I've had it once, but it was a really long time ago, and it was, like, not a great experience because we went during spring break, and it was a whole bunch of kids. And, you know, my mom loves kids, but...
And they got a playground, yes. So it's crazy.
Well, also, I realized while we were there, because we ate there, because I was not about to try to eat a burger and drive, that I was like, this is why this is so popular with families, because they have a playground, but they also have beer on draft and wine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
But there were definitely some screaming kids while we were there, but so we ate inside. But, so I was like, oh, burger and fries. Wouldn't eat there again. It wasn't
bad,
but if I'm going to eat a burger, it's not going to be there.
I like Hat Creek. I don't know. I put it with like In-N-Out. Like, it's a good burger, but I usually don't find myself going out of the way.
Yeah. I love backyard burgers. A simple charcoal grill backyard burger is my favorite.
I'm getting hungry. I might have to run to the Sonic.
Is it still open?
Probably. We got 2 extra hours, bitch.
Listen, when you and I, changing the subject, when we did our pumpkin head things, and we went to Sonic and scared that poor employee with our pumpkin heads, at the time when we ordered, I was like, yeah, I'm not hungry. Like, we got you and your family stuff, and then, you know, I went home. But I was like, you know what? I am kind of hungry. I don't have anything at home that I don't have to prepare, and it was already a little later, and I was like, I'll just drive through this Sonic right here. It's the only thing I have available to me. And I was like, okay, so I pull up, it's not closed, it was not gonna close for like another 2 hours. I couldn't order through the app, it was closed, and I was like, okay, that's fine. So I push the button, no one ever came, and I was like, I'm not about to sit here and wait this long for fucking Sonic. Like, no one came. I was like, what am I gonna, yeah. So finally, I was just like, screw it. And I had girl dinner. So I just, stuff.
I'm going to eat this granola bar.
And this string cheese.
Yeah.
And
some ice crackers. Cream. And an ice cream bar. It's fine.
Girl dinner.
I used to go for a bowl of cereal. Or maybe just yogurt.
Bowl of cereal is underrated as dinner.
It really is.
Who doesn't like a
bowl full of sugar?
Yeah, sometimes I crave
it. I can have that for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
You know what I could really go for dinner is a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was gonna do, you know, he's a 10, but, or whatever. Okay, so let me see.
I ain't got a bedtime.
Okay. He's a 5, but he's packing a hog. His ability to use it is undetermined.
Packing a hog?
I did.
Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
You know what I meant. That we're trying
I know
to.
Exactly. What you
we're trying to keep this PG.
Okay. We're gonna lose our E, like our.
Yeah, our E
rating. Parental advisory tag. Oh, he's a 5, but he's packing a hog.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many other things that go into this. Like you said.
Wait, but that brings me to that show. Okay.
Oh.
We've been, Casey and I binged a little bit of a show that apparently is super popular in the UK and just got over here. And so I think it's on, was it on Amazon? Did we decide? It was on HBO Max.
Yeah.
That's what it was on.
I don't know why I thought it was on Netflix.
I think it's also on Prime, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, it's multiple places, but we're watching it on HBO. And it's called Naked Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you see on another person, okay, so like me, I
it's
like
it's a dating
men.
Game. Let's preface this because no one, it's a dating game.
Yes. So there would be
or dating show.
5 men, I think 5, maybe 6.
Sure, it doesn't matter.
Some men.
Yeah.
In a colored booth, standing there completely naked, and the doors open, and all you can see is their schlong. Like, that's the first thing you get to judge them on.
I'm going to start taking a shot for every word you use for penis. Hog. I got to take 2 shots. Hog and schlong.
So, it's just, it's interesting to see so many at one time. It's a little like, oh, okay. And it's not a porn. It's just a show. Porn.
That was, first of all, we are adults.
Yeah.
Here.
We
are. We're all adults here. We have seen people naked.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been in a room with that many naked people of the opposite sex before. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You do whatever you want to do. It that has not been my experience, so that alone would have been very shocking. It was very shocking to see it.
Yeah,
like you said, not in a porn. They're all just standing there with like, it was almost
not,
like they're in dressing rooms with the doors
drooping,
covering
ding-dongs.
Everything but their lower half. You
mm-hmm.
can't see their face. They don't talk. You see nothing. So you choose one person to eliminate based on their dick alone. Mm-hmm. If you're a female or, well, wait, because this show's for everyone. So there are some people, women choosing men,
mm-hmm.
men choosing women, or women choosing women, men choosing men, or
a mix of all of it.
Yes.
It's a.
Yes. Or there was a girl choosing between men and women, you know, or. We're getting into
anyway.
All different ways people identify, but and it does get that deep. But let's just, from our perspective, we'll say this girl is choosing between 5
mm-hmm,
guys.
Mm-hmm. And there's...
And you got to eliminate based on dick alone first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be the size of their legs.
Well, that's true. So you can see, all you can see is dick down.
Yeah. Yeah. So if they got like some funky toenails, but like a big old dick, like, I don't know.
There was
what,
like,
how
couple,
many manicures is it going to take to fix this?
But there were a couple
problem.
Of dudes you and I saw, and we were like, their legs are so freakishly skinny.
Yes. Instant ick. I mean,
like zero muscle tone. It was basically like a fucking skeleton was standing
yes.
up there. And I was like, whoa, how is that? How are they walking around on those twigs? But. So that's the first section. The host is a fucking hoot.
Yes, she's funny.
She is wild.
She'll talk about
she's like, let's get up in there.
Yeah.
Let's really get close yeah. and examine.
Oh, this one's a full bush. We need to get, let's see. Let's take a better look.
Bush. I mean,
do the curtain smash the drapes?
Yes.
Let's go see.
Critiquing everything about their parts is just crazy to me. I'm like, this would only happen in the fucking
yeah.
UK.
Yeah. Well, so anyone, everybody should tune in. It's hysterical and eye-opening, really. I'm like,
it no, just, but wait.
It's what?
So the first round eliminated from
yes.
dick down.
Yeah.
So then after that, they go up to
the chest, just the chest.
Yeah. So you can't see shoulders up.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, shoulders down. So then, obviously, if you're someone choosing females, then you see tits. So then you're ranking tits. And but like this girl, well, I'm thinking of one in particular. She's, you know, pecs, like how are their abs, like how's their body, whatever. Do they have any tattoos? Do they not, like piercings, whatever. And then after that, they get to see their face, right? Do they see their face first before they hear them?
Yes. Okay. They'll see their face.
So after that's someone. The face. So you have to eliminate someone based on shoulder down.
Yeah.
So then they lift up and you see faces.
Yes. And then you can eliminate based on just their face.
And then they get to talk.
And then you eliminate based on their voice.
Yeah.
And then you have to get naked.
You get down, yeah, you get down to the final two, and then you who are choosing have to come out naked, and then you make your pick.
And I guess it's like whichever body is like, oh, that body's making me uncomfortable, so I'm going to go with this other one, you know? And then you put clothes on, and then you go out on your
date.
On a date,
yeah.
It is crazy.
That was wild. And yeah, we binged a few episodes. That was... Some of it was a little uncomfortable. Most of the time, I just laughed because that host was just like, I was like, this is awkward and funny all at the same time.
It's a fun show.
Yeah.
Okay, we went down a rabbit hole. So if he's a 5 and he has a huge hog, what was the verdict on that?
Without knowing anything else, they're still going to have to be a 5. Okay, there are plenty of people with the equipment that don't know how to use it.
Well, okay, then the opposite. He's a 5, but he has a tiny one.
Bye. he's now tiny.
He's now a 0.
We're not talking average here. You said tiny, so what am I supposed to do? That nothing. I'm sorry. Okay. You could have a great personality, but
Hey, you can get things at Sarah's Secret.
Advances in medical technology.
There are that too. Anyway, okay. Sorry. We didn't mean to insult anybody. Oh, okay. He's a 5. But he makes decisions without needing anyone else's approval.
Oh. 10.
Sometimes it's like, God, that's all I want is for a man to tell me.
God, I've made decisions all day. Please just take that away from me. That's so stressful.
That's a good one. Yeah. So see, I mean, okay. He's an 8, but he calls his mom every day just to chat.
This one's hard because, like, his mom could be cool. And, you know, on one hand, you could think, that's really sweet that, what if she's alone? Or, like, hey, just making sure you're okay. Do you need anything? That's sweet because I would assume that would also trickle into your relationship with them.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if he's, like, a real mama's boy and, like, it's in the place of, like, y'all. Mm.
Yeah, there could be a lot of mommy issues there.
You said they 8. Started out as an 8? Yeah. I would still keep an 8 because I don't... It's... I don't even talk to my mom.
I think they'd lose some points with me.
It just depends on...
Every day? Once a week? Fine.
Yeah.
You would have a whole chat conversation twice a week. Yeah. I don't know. But every day? Every day? What did you miss between... Yeah. In the last 24 hours?
I don't, there's not anybody I talk to every day.
Exactly. Okay, so let's see. He's a 4, but he can hype up an entire room full of people.
Oh. Eight?
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know, it definitely makes him like, yes, this person is fun.
It's people you want to be around.
Yeah,
like, for sure. Yeah. The people who are comfortable in themselves, make everybody have a good time. Mm-hmm.
You hear that guys?
So long. That's such a long one.
Hear that, guys, with the low numbers? Just be fun at parties. Okay?
Funny makes you instantly way more attractive. And the right
confidence kind of is key.
Yeah. Confident and funny.
This is going to end on a couple weird ones. Okay, he's a 4, but he makes you feel like there is no one else that could ever hold the torch to you.
See, we're talking like fantasy book level shit here, okay? Because I don't even know if that exists. In theory, that sounds awesome, but I also need my space. So it's like, I don't know. It sounds really awesome. What did you say it was?
He's a 4.
6.
Okay. So he went up in ratings. Okay. So basically, same question. He's a 9, but he says there's no one in the world that could hold a torch to you. Really, how would that make you feel if a 9 said that to you?
I feel pretty fucking good. I guess it is all about perspective, right? Because then you're, like, playing on my insecurities, I guess. If I think they're a fucking 9, it's like...
That's what...
Oh.
See, my instant...
So you think I'm ranked the same as you or higher?
I mean, at first it'd be like, oh, well, damn. And then it's like, no, he's fucking lying. I ain't no... I'm not a 9. That's Why true. Are you fucking lying to me? That's true. Now I got red flags. This is called love bombing, sir. I
would hope thinks this... no one holds a candle to me.
But this is the best you're ever going to get. You better worship me.
Oh, gosh. I would hope. But then I'm like, oh, I guess maybe I'm also ranking myself pretty high in that scenario.
Anyway, I just thought that was funny how weird. I'd feel about it differently.
Yeah.
That was 4 is like, oh, that's borderline stalker. But a 9? I'd feel good. And then it's like, no.
Yeah.
They'd now be lying. I think
you're lying.
Yeah. This is a scam. For sure. You're not even real.
That motherfucker right there.
Not even real.
We were 11-0 on the road.
And you know, if I had built an air-conditioned fucking stadium and my team fucking refused to win in my stadium, but on the road, oh, you're going to win all those, huh? Yeah. I'd be like, why did I build this?
They were actually talking about this on the ticket the other day, and I laughed out loud because I hadn't thought about it, but it's actually very true. So Corey Seager won the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Last year, too.
Not last year, because he played Dodgers. For the Rangers.
Oh, well, whatever.
He played in 2020.
His last team.
Yes. Yes, correct. So... first of all, I have been a fan of the Dodgers. They're my NL team. I've watched Corey Seager's career, basically. I've been a fan of him. I have Dodger Corey Seager stuff in my closet
plus,
right now.
He's pleasant on the eyes.
He is very, very cute. Which is funny because people were making fun of him a lot.
About
is
what?
Is that on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is it? It is.
Okay. Someone said, like, that he looked haunted or something, and like he doesn't smile a whole lot or whatever. It doesn't matter. And I was like, he's just business. And when we were in LA, we were talking about the Rangers, and Dear Chair was like, I just miss like Elvis and Beltre, like I, you know, yeah. Personality and joking around out there and bits. And I was like, yeah, bits are fun. But I'd rather win so that he's not out there jumping around and being goofy. I'm okay with that as long as he keeps hitting home runs and helping us win.
Yeah.
So there are people, and I get it. I've been a fan of this team. So I've seen him before, and like I think on the ticket they were joking around like this. You know, it wasn't until the postseason. It was the first time we ever heard him talk because he doesn't do like interviews and stuff. I'm like, well, I have because I watched him when he played on the Dodgers and he won MVP then, you know. So that was fun to like see people get to know him more, but I have no idea where I started. Why I started this.
We were talking about the.
Oh my god!
Winning on the road.
Oh, thank you. So. You know, he was on the Dodgers before, and the guys were saying on the ticket, they were like, he won the MVP, but the real MVP is the roof of the new stadium. And I was like, what? They're like, because, you know, the availability of being able to watch games in the AC, that really actually helped us land these other players. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows if we would have signed Corey, Simeon, DeGrom, Scherzer. Like,
they would have been like, people, there's no amount of money to make me play in the Heat like that.
It was harder to sign these bigger, bigger name players before. It's so fucking hot here. It was hard to be a fan and sit out there. Those day games suffering through, like, in the old ballpark. Oh. Just remember, you're going to come home a sweaty mess.
Oh, I was convinced one time I sat down in a hot seat, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I could sue them for the third-degree burns I feel are on the back of my thighs.
We would pack towels to sit down on because they were the seats were so freaking hot. You had to, like, really ease into it if you didn't. Like, wait until it adjusted to your body and cooled down. Oh, that was the worst. Oh, yeah, like, no one wanted to come play out here, but... Well, yeah, when they built that new stadium and had the...
Build it and they will come.
So, yeah, they won more. You know, they were perfect on the road in the postseason. But, I mean, we won a lot at home still during the regular season. But... That's fine. And then I saw some people, maybe in jest, but some people were serious, like, oh, well, they could lose this one, and so they can win it back home. I was like, you shut your fucking mouth. I was like, I don't want them to throw a game just to come back home.
Well, no, I feel like money talks a lot. And, I mean, if the higher-ups are like, no, we want this at our home, blow it. Don't try so hard.
That's how you know what? Get in trouble for cheating.
Take what's his name out. Say he had sprained his back.
Who is what's his name? Who are you talking about?
His name is Garcia.
You just pulled that out of your ass.
No! His first name starts with an A and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Adolis.
His last name's Garcia, right? Okay, I ain't wrong. Adolis. That's it, right?
Yeah, Adolis.
Yeah, they said pull him. Pull him.
It'll got hurt. Way to go, Kristen.
Oh, did he? Did he? They just said that so that they could potentially lose that game and play the other one at home. Yes.
No.
But then they won anyway, despite the odds.
I know that money talks. I do know that. But I could see an organization trying to pull that, but I can't see individual players, at least these. There have been players that have cheated before.
Yeah.
Trash Dros, we're talking about you. But, like, I don't see Adolis Garcia not wanting to be out there and purposely, like, playing hurt. No, 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 no. Or pretending to be hurt. I saw immediately when he swung, I was like, oh, fuck, it's his oblique. Like, he's out. When he grabbed, I was like, oh, it's done. He's not going to come back into the rest of the season. Because that's a bad injury for a baseball player. You need your back to twist.
I mean.
To hit.
You're supposed to bend at the knees. Your hips. Not your back.
What? Get up right now and show me how you swing a bat. And do it without your back.
Do it. You just holding it like this and you just go.
No!
See, my back didn't even move.
You ain't hitting shit with that, Kristen.
You've been listening to Kristen
and Casey.
And this is our podcast called Lady Bits.